clashes between the South Sudan People's Defense Forces and the White Army Militia last week in Nasser scattered SSPDF soldiers around the area in Upper Nile State. Santino Bolmapal is an SSPDF soldier who fled the fighting at the Witch Yaradiu barracks in Nasser.
We were 18 when we escaped. We were dispersed again, and so 14 of us remained. We were dispersed the second time till 6 of us remained. We spent 2 days without food in the bush. Then we found a stream. We luckily got net with 11 fish in it. We roasted it and ate in the bush. While we were coming, the chief found us and brought us to his house, and he killed a goat for us, and we are staying with him.
Paul says there were 200 soldiers at the barracks when the fighting started on Monday, and 28 were killed. He says 25 were wounded. He does not know about the casualties from the fighting on Tuesday, which forced them out of the barrack. He says there are people looking for them in the bush, and the chief has told them to wait to be evacuated by air by the government. Another survivor, Santino Kwan, says the White Army made it clear they would fight when the unified forces were not deployed. He blames the transitional government for the fighting.
The forces at which Yaradiu were few. They could not manage to fight for 3 days or 4 days. It's the government who did not handle this issue properly so that this could not happen. It is not there in the world for the civilian to fight with the army. There is a need for civic education so that civilian will not fight their government and the government not to fight civilian.
Ulang County Commissioner confirms that there are more than 50 survivors from the fighting in Nasser hiding in his county. He says they are being protected by some peaceful men with the White Army. The White Army is allied with the opposition SPLM-IO led by the first Vice President Riek Machar.
There are some people, they are coming to my county and they hiding themselves where they get a server. When some people get them, they put them in their home and I'm trying to collect them now to put them in one place because they are fearing.
Hanson Chual James, the spokesperson of the White Army Militia in Nasser and Wulang, promises to protect the survivors.
There are people who escaped from there. Some they are in my house now. And then 36 of them, they are in somewhere, my boomer. Then you go somewhere around here, my chief, local chief, 6 of them, they are there. We are no longer to kill any harm. Who escaped us from there? If someone come and kill that person, he would kill you first, later on he will kill that person.
However, Chual says they will only allow the national government to deploy the unified forces to the area. The National Minister for Information has said they have not deployed forces because they do not have guns due to arms embargo on South Sudan. Both Lee is the Deputy Commissioner of the South Sudan Revenue Authority in Upper Nile State and witnessed a deadly attack on a United Nations helicopter last week in Nasser. He says Nasser and Wulang will not be peaceful if the government resorts to violence.
What I witnessed there, those people, they're traumatized. So it needs effort from the peace partners to make them change. Because if we say we will just use the violence or we will try to fight with them in any means, this will escalate violence in that territory.
After the fighting began in Nasser last week, the national government arrested several leaders of the SPLM-SPLAIO opposition group. In addition, troops have surrounded Vice President's house. On Saturday, the National Security Service told journalists it had evidence linking the politicians and the SSPDF Deputy Chief of Staff to the Nasser clashes. The National Security Service asked citizens to remain calm as it investigates the matter. On Friday, President Salva Kiir Mayardit confirmed that an SSPDF commander, 22 soldiers and a crew member of a United Nations helicopter were killed in Nasser when the White Army attacked an evacuation mission. Kiir pledged to uphold his promise to not allow the country to return to war. For VOA News, I am Ahmed Abraham Kwod, reporting from Juba.